said, now they're slipping fast because of the economic issue. It doesn't hurt more than anything else. And we've got to get that 62 to live and embrace it, or we've got to get something better. If we're the whole of those people, and if we're doing anything to keep Bob Stevens from closing his plant, that would keep from aggravating. But we still have the problem. We ought to try to do both if this administration has any power to move and not muscle mouth. He liked me to call him back today. He's campaigning over the state. He would like to come here Friday for a meeting with he and Pastore and others so they could walk out before I come in the state on Monday and before Goldwater tours the area with Miller. But they've both been hitting him pretty well in the last 2 weeks and they've gotten stirred up. And he has talked to Crowder of the Institute here and others who are Democrats who want to help. But today are pretty well saying that they haven't given anything to hang on to. So he says, for God's sake, get back this 62 thing and try to do something on Stevens and try to meet us. I said, well, I've got to be in El Paso for the Mexican president in Oklahoma City with Carl Albert, Arkansas with Faubus on Friday and Saturday. And I wouldn't have to meet with you tomorrow afternoon. He said, well, I'm up here, but I'll come tomorrow afternoon if you can get it. Now, Jack says, you've got a problem, and I don't want to meet with him without you. And I wonder if you could talk to him and call him and discuss with him the situation and try to get some feel and just get our ingenuity operating and see what we can do about it.
I have talked to Ed Muskie, and I gave a congressional speech for him. I told him this administration has done more for the textile industry, including wool, than any other administration in the history of this country, and that is true. And I ticked off for him the points, the things that we've done for them. We've given them depreciation allowances. We've cut out all exports of wool from the Virgin Islands to the United States, and that was 5% of all the imports that we got. We've supported legislation for the first time in history, cutting out, closing a loophole of imports of wool textiles from Italy under a system whereby they put grain on it and got it in cheap. And I ticked off about half a dozen things. I said, now I'll put those in a memorandum that you can use in a speech and you can get all over the state of Maine. Now, the only other thing that you're asking us to do, and the only thing we failed to do, is to maintain the limitations on imports at the level in August 1962. This is not for want of trying. We've sent two missions over to Europe to try to persuade the others to limit their exports to the United States. This is not something we can control ourselves. This we have to negotiate with other people. All we can do is to say that we will continue to try to do that also. He said that would be enough for him. He said we'd say we would continue that effort. That would be enough.
Well, should we appoint another group? Name a group, and I want to speak up there in Portland, Maine on Monday. If you draft a brief 600-800 words, just like that, so I'm going to tell you people of Maine and New England, and here's what this administration has done, and we're going to name a new group headed by Bob Stevens, whoever you want to, somebody to go over there and do something about this where you can get a little dramatic and some little hope in them where we can hope.
And now the State Department will object to that very, very strongly, because this will call for editorials in England, in Italy, and in Japan, accusing the United States of violating their commitments under the Trade Expansion Act and under GATT and so on by seeking to limit the. This is a very important matter in those countries, too. So we have to be careful.
What can we do to hold the votes?
Eugene Pulliam calling on line 0.
Take this, honey.
All right.